pay close heed to my every word.
Do you want my love? Do you want my love? Well, I heard the crowd singing out a tune. This and sang Auld Lang Syne by the moon. Had preachers banging on their drums. Heard kids playing with their guns. But I never heard nothing like you.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 352. I'm Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno.
Welcome back. How's it going over there, Clay?
Pretty good. Just trying to keep up with all of the comics that come my way these days, you know?
There are a lot of comics.
There weren't that many this week from the pile, but as we know, they tend to pile up, don't they? Oh, and that girl finally paid me for three boxes of priority shipping, 50 boxes of 50 comics, you know, random comics I was putting on eBay.
Really?
Me. She finally paid me.
She bought three of them? I thought she bought like one.
Yeah, she bought three. And I was
so
just
she
waiting.
Bought like 150 comics from you?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was cool about it. I was thinking, I was like looking in the kitchen, I was like, I gotta get these fucking boxes out of here. Stacey's gonna kill me.
Well, I mean, it's so annoying though, because here you are trying to like purge a little, and you're like, this is a great way. And then you have this one person who bought three of them and is not paying. So like the whole point is to get them out of your house. And they're just,
I mean, she did it eventually. I mean,
I know, but I mean, come on.
We've gotten into it, like, not gotten into it, but you've said stuff to me about, you're involved with the eBay culture. You know, like, what's acceptable from buyers and sellers and, like, returns and stuff like that, you know? I know that you wouldn't have stood for having that girl not pay.
But I mean, she told you, right? I mean,
she did. She was communicating.
Still, I don't know. I mean, I've had people do that, and it's like, I'll pay you on Friday. But it's so funny to me because it's like a $5, you know what I mean? Or like a really cheap item. And I'm like, what? Maybe you shouldn't even be buying this if you can't afford like this small amount of money.
Well, it's all about the shipping. I didn't make that much money off of it. But she couldn't afford the $13. What is it? Do you know what it is?
$13.65 or something like that.
And you're right. You just buy this is obvious to probably everybody that sells on eBay.
Maybe not now, because
one of the people that I watch, like the Gary Vaynerchuk guy, I watch him on YouTube. He's like going to yard sales and flipping stuff all the time. He's like a multimillionaire guy, but he loves to go to the yard sale to buy stuff to flip it. It's so good. But yeah,
that's how he made his fortune.
You just buy the postage right there. You save a couple of cents or something off of it. And print it on that. I have a printer.
You know, you can save. You save. That's not even a couple cents. I mean, it's like 70 cents or something like that.
I mean,
that,
eBay charges you anyway, so it's just all kind of.
Right. They kind of get it on the back end. But as far as the shipping goes, yeah, I mean.
I feel like I'm getting it on the back end, you know?
Well, like, no, eBay's getting it in the back. Yeah, they're really giving it to you at the back end. No, but I mean, like, so, like, I told you about those priority flat rate envelopes.
That's what I'm
doing. Like
padded, the envelopes. Yeah.
They're padded envelopes that you can send away for, or they send you them. They're free. And yeah, it's $6.70.
Like to go to the post office, so I'll make a special trip to go to the post office to pick those up.
You can do that. Yeah, you have a post office.
Will.
It's not too far.
I had to carry those three boxes, and they were like kind of heavy, and it's like a few blocks away. It was a little annoying to carry three at a time.
I know, yeah, that sucks. But like yours has that 24-hour drop off, right?
I think the one near me is Brighton Center.
Yeah, I don't know. They used to have a big like 24-hour thing. You just drop it in.
Oh, well, I usually just make it there on a Saturday morning.
Hey, whatever. But I'm just telling you, because I've used it. I've definitely, like, when I lived in Brighton, I definitely, like, I've gone up there with, like, a huge box. I think it was probably a box of comics. But, like, yeah, probably. I went up there and dropped something in there on, like, Sunday night at, like, 7 o'clock, you know, because it's 24 hours.
But it is, since I've done a great culling and I'm not buying Star Wars books except for Darth Vader.
Right.
You know, like, now I feel a little bit more free, but I still have a bunch of comics, like, from all of October. October is, like, my busiest time of year. Plus, I went to Comic-Con. You know, I still have stuff I got at Comic-Con I haven't looked at yet, you know, so.
Yeah, we have a pile. We both have a pile of, just a huge pile of comics, I'm sure. I don't even know what to do. Like, do I even want? I should stop, like.
And mentally, like, I have a digital yeah. pile too, because I want to get through, like, the Swamp Thing that I bought, and, like, there was a sale, so I got Batman Elseworlds. You sent me an X-Men book, which I did actually read, like, a quarter of already. Okay. But yeah, I have other stuff in there, like God Loves Man Kills, like all the stuff that I want to read, but am I going to?
Yeah, God Loves Man Kills is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, when? I mean, I feel like I have to retire from my job.
Right.
It'd be like, what are you going to do with your retirement? I'm going to read this giant stack of comic books that I have.
And then
read
I do other stuff.
Like 3 years.
Yeah. I do other stuff on Comixology too, where it's like, oh, Batman Year 2. I love that. I want to read that. When am I going to read that? I could just grab it off the shelf to look at the Todd McFarlane pages, you know? It's just fantasy. We're going to retire someday. Shelf.
Yeah, I know. I think I have books too, like actual books, like, you know, with words. That I've
got,
like,
a life hack for those.
I'm going to read that someday and be like, when am I going to read that?
I know now that the only way I'm going to read a book is if I listen to it on Audible. That's the absolute only way I'll listen to and get through an entire book.
I used to read books all the time. Like I was like fast. Me too. That's good.
I kind of don't have the patience for it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, either I'm getting old and I don't have the patience, or I don't know what it is, but, like, I'll start reading a book. I'm like, oh, I got a huge stack of comics over there. Like, you know what I mean?
I'll start reading, off. Like, yeah. I think I have Game of Thrones and Harry Potter on my iPad, and I'll start reading Harry one of those.
Potter. That'll take forever. That book is a million pages.
I have, like, all of them. They're, like, a volume, like, a whole series. And I'll start reading it, and then just it'll, like, then all of a sudden, clunk, I'm, like, totally asleep, and the thing is falling on my face.
Then you get people, and I'm not knocking these people, but isn't it funny? They're like, oh, I've read this book 9,000 times. You're like, oh, geez, I can't even read a book once. And you have multiple books you've read multiple times.
I know. I did that when I was a kid, but never since then. Like Hitchhiker's Guide, you know, I've read that a few times, but I've never reread a book knowing there's more books in the universe all the time. It seems
that's
weird.
True. There are a lot of books in the universe, actually. I kind of feel like there's too many books, and I feel bad saying this because I mean, obviously, I self-published a comic book, but, like, when you go onto, like, Amazon or something and you start seeing everything is just books, and you're like, I wonder if this is a real book or if this is just a book that somebody self-published or just kind of, like, got some, like, rinky-dink company to, like, sure, yeah. I'll publish a book, you know? I feel bad saying that because I always wanted to write a book.
Right.
Like, I always thought, one day I'm going to write a book.
It's, and I can, but I always feel like... Anyone can.
I know, but I almost feel like, why should I? It's just going to be another in the millions and millions, I mean, literally billions of just books that just, what do they do? Like, what... I always remember this story, and John's not here to corroborate, but he had a job at Barnes & Noble once, and he knew a guy who worked there, and the guy's like, just him, like, you know, just a guy, you know, like, helping people, like, can help you find anything kind of thing at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, hey, that's my book. And his book was there. Like, he's like, yeah, I wrote this book. And now you're working at Barnes & Noble? I always thought, like, if you write a book, that's great. Everyone buys it.
Oh, yeah. Set. You get guys like a real, like, author deal where you, like, get an advance. And it's like that Chevy Chase movie where he moves to the country. And starts to write a book. Funny Farm.
I don't know. Oh, is that what? I don't know. I always thought like that's what I picture. Like, not always. But yeah, I had this great idea that like, oh man, someday it'll be great. I'll write a book and I'll be like, you know, it'll be great. And then you go to signings and people buy the book right there and mm-hmm. and you sign it and like whatever and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've done comic book signings, but it's just funny. When John told me that story, it kind of like deflated my like book notions a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, any authors out there.
No, they're probably all struggling, you know?
Right, right. That's what happens. I just was too naive. I'm not making fun of them. I'm making fun of me for not understanding how the world works.
Yeah. It's funny how those are like lessons you think of, like, you know, a lot. Like, oh, yeah, that I learned yeah. that.
That maybe I'm sure it was similar to you, like you probably had a similar, like, work. You're like, oh, man, once I get in a band, like, oh, my band will be great. Yeah. Like, yeah. and I'll be this famous rock star or whatever. You
know? And since I've worked in the music industry so long, like, there's like a band that's like pretty big. You know the band TV on the Radio, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heard of them? Yeah. So like, you know, you picture them like big MTV band. I'm going back like 10 years, but like one of the guys, like side projects, was playing at the Middle East. But I, in my mind, I thought that this guy was like, you know, like living in a mansion or something. But he was like playing in the small room and just like a regular asshole, like fighting with, like literally yelling, fighting with his like other guitarist, like while he's changing his strings and like, you know, like on like a weird, not even like in a green room, just like in a little, you know, corner of the bar. And I was like, oh, there's really no, there's no glitz. You know what I mean? There's just no glitz.
I know. I feel bad. Like I'm not throwing him under the bus. You know, our friend Yo, he had a band and they went on tour.
Oh yeah, it was like it's like an anniversary for them.
I think they're coming like up
their
yeah,
record some or something.
It's got to be 20th like, or something.
Yeah, they were all posting like old pictures and stuff. Great band.
But yeah, no, they were great guys, obviously. But yeah, like he told me stories of, you know, six guys, whatever, in a van, driving around. It's
gig
with all their shit, sleeping on like, you know, whatever, on the floor of the van. And then sometimes they would go and get paid in like pizza. You know what I mean? Like they would go to a club and they're like, oh, we don't have any money. We'll get you a pizza, like, or whatever.
That's like, really tough because it's a couple of years of that before you get anywhere.
Yeah, and I think eventually he said, I hated it. I hated touring, and that was it. That was kind of the end of the
I think there's
not the end of the band. I mean, yeah.
Us Abington guys, we're just kind of homebodies. I think we're homebodies at
it's
heart.
Not, you know? It's not a great life either way. You know what I mean? I think that's it. No, it's not even – it's not – like you said, there's no glitz. It's kind of like – yeah, when you're trapped with – bunch of people for a long time or whatever, and it's probably the same guy from you know, TV on the Radio, probably the same thing with him. He just probably got sick of that, you know, his friends touring around or whatever.
Yeah, and like even when I go out with the big bands, like for work and stuff, like that's like tough for me to do it for like a week, and they're out like most of the year because that's their job, you know. But if I do a week, I'm like, whoo, boy, howdy. I come home, I put my feet in a, you know, like an ice bucket, and I'm like, I am done. I can't believe I survived. Meanwhile, they have to like fly to Europe the next day or something, you know, like continue to do all that, you know. It's tough.
Yeah, I think what it is, it's like you like the playing. Like you like playing music. It's all the other stuff. It's not like, oh, I hate the play. It's like I hate traveling from shitty town to shitty town or whatever. Yeah. And I don't know. I've never done it. But
and you all have to keep, you know, take turns driving and stuff. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't drive. Oh, great.
I can't drive at night. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you read about things. I mean, I even think about like this is kind of like the Red Sox. These guys, man, like they played 18 innings on Friday. They came back around and did it last night. And then they're doing it again. They've been playing since like February. Like, spring training starts March 1st. Pitchers and catchers report February, like, 15th. This is the end of October. These guys have got to just be like, oh, God. I know they get paid millions of dollars. Don't, you know, of course. Right. But, like, it's got to just – your body, it doesn't – what good is a millions of dollars?
After all those innings, man, you know, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
The advantage is the other team is just as tired.
Right, right. So there you go. But, hey, Red Sox are one win away from winning the World Series. All right, all right. Enough complaining. Enough whining and complaining.
Let's get into the whining about comic books we do every week. The regular kind of.
Sorry, let's start off because this is something I wanted to ask you in particular. So we talked about Batman last week, right? Uh-huh. And the Cagey Beast.
Yes.
So I don't know if I'm behind a week or behind an issue or so. The one I read this week. Oh, John is a
gentleman.
Hello,
gentle.
Hello.
Excuse me.
We didn't even
gentleman.
Gentleman.
Ordinary gentleman. Gentleman.
Gentleman.
We were just complaining.
How's it going?
I love complaining.
We haven't even started talking about comics yet.
We haven't started talking about anything except just like I don't know. We talked about bands and
Twitch.
What's your complaint?
My complaint is I had that fucking kick-ass Daredevil Season 1 costume going on at this Halloween party last night.
Yeah, which wasn't...
How did it go over?
One guy knew who I was, and then other people were like, what's that? Are you the guy from Princess Bride?
Like, that's very close, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of just black masked people. So did anybody get it? I mean, were Kato. You weren't Kato.
No, I wasn't Kato.
Huh.
No, I knew who you were.
Posted a
all
picture
along.
Of what Kato looked like.
I didn't really look at that.
I knew who you were all along.
It was in the string of comments that you would reply to.
It was
in
the comments.
Because I was joking because I thought you really were. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I fucked it up.
John, for the record, we were all joking around. I knew that it was Daredevil.
Oh, I know that you knew.
So. I didn't know if you knew that I knew.
No, I know that you know that I know that you knew.
Norton Bell, come on down here.
We should mention that season three Daredevil.
Just looked it up online because it was like a last minute thing because I was like, I don't feel like doing that Batman costume again. And the only other thing I have is like a Captain Kirk shirt. And it's like too big for me now that I'm awesome again. That I'm getting awesome fucking crazy.
A problem shirt? William Shatner never had.
No, not that one. I got a second one that were from like the new movies.
All right.
Chris Pine. Chris Pine has had that problem.
Yeah, he's had that problem. But
William Shatner never had a shirt that was too big for him ever in the world.
Yeah, even with the Daredevil costume, like the only part that wasn't screen accurate to season one was like the he wears a compression shirt, not like the zip up thing that I had. And I was like, well, I don't know if I've lost enough weight to pull off a compression shirt yet. But I had to go back and
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I am not him. He's super ripped and. He's not white like I am, so really I can't. My fucking cat has jumped onto my desk four times since I've signed on here.
Wow, it's only been like 30 seconds.
I know! I had to go back and buy a smaller size. I was like, wow, I'm more awesome than I thought. Like, I got like a large, and I was like, oh, this is too big. So I had to go back and get a medium.
Nice. Cardio, man.
Let's hear it for working out.
Not eating
as bad.
Not eating as bad.
That's part of it.
That's the key to it. You can't kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I missed it too. But you look like all three of those people.
Yeah, I looked up on Pinterest like real quick, like Daredevil season one, and so everything was screen accurate because they just like send you links to where to buy everything except for the shirt. And I was like, all right, that was easy. And I did it.
Pinterest to plan my wedding.
Well,
I didn't go on Pinterest to plan my wedding. Uh-oh.
I was getting married. I would, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. There was no pinchers and you got married.
No.
So let's talk. Do you want it? Can we talk about Daredevil for a minute?
Yeah, I wanna.
I didn't see season watched. Three.
You haven't.
I've only seen a couple episodes. I won't spoil anything.
Episode 11.
Oh, you're on episode 11.
Because I wanted to watch them all, and I'm still watching Luke Cage, and then I have a whole season.
They canceled.
Yeah,
I know, but
here's my big problem with Daredevil is you have to watch the Defenders to understand what's going on. I didn't watch all that.
I forgot all that. Rachel reminded me. She's like, "Oh, that happened in Defenders." I was like, "What?"
We properly watched them chronologically.
I'm not worried about Luke Cage. Maybe I'll get around to it, but they canceled him. So, I'm not. And honestly,
it's okay.
No big loss.
It's a little boring.
I thought season one started off great, and then like by the end, I was like, let's just get this over with.
There's a lot of talking in season
Jessica
two.
Jones too. I was like, I love this, and then it would just hit this lull of it. Just felt like it was the same thing over and over again for like three episodes, and then it would get great again. I was like, the show should be like 10 episodes and not 13.
Right. Yeah. So, well, anyway, I thought I know I've only watched a couple episodes, but I'm loving it so far.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so, Kingpin is back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's apparently in prison.
Yeah.
So they think he's dead because of the explosion at the end of Defenders, which
but they think Matt Murdock's dead.
Yeah, they think Matt
You guys can spoiler as much as you want because I realize it's going to be a while before I even see it. So feel free, speak freely, speak your mind.
Okay.
Well, I was just letting
Durson go here because I didn't want to spoil it for him. So I was just going to see as far as he.
Well, I'm only going to go up till the end. So yeah, they spoil. They spoil.
They spoil it. They spoil it by telling the story.
Damn it.
So like Foggy and what's her name Karen are like really sad and blah blah blah. Karen thinks he's still alive. They never found a body, so she's not wrong, I guess, in a way, right?
Yeah.
Foggy's just like, he's dead, man.
I'm Foggy. And,
but Matt is he goes to the orphanage where he was raised, and Sister Maggie was like the woman who like kind of raised him in a way, like, and I like her. She's like spicy. She's like
I didn't realize that Val Kilmer's ex-wife until I looked up who was in the
season. Yeah. Well, because she used to be Joanne Wally Kilmer all the time.
Yeah. Now she just, all the time. But she's
so
great.
Anyway, she's great, yeah. And she gives him some attitude. Like she actually even says at one point that's her superpower is – no, wait, no. She says her superpower is being impervious to his bad attitude.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Mary. Is that Typhoid Mary or something?
Maggie.
Sister Maggie.
Sister Maggie.
So Maggie is like
– Sister Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
She's just a great character. And that priest that he was always going to confession, you know, he's in there. He's there too. But basically, Matt Murdock has sort of fallen.
With that guy later on, gotta tell you, not a spoiler or anything.
All right, you just did.
Well, yeah.
Anyways,
two big doings with him. Five big doings with him. Wait, now I'm just
very.
How do you know? How do you know if I'm telling the truth about any of it now?
Well, here's a funny thing that I want to talk, and it kind of goes back to what Clay just said, because like we've been trained, I think, in these Netflix shows to think that every side character will be a Marvel Universe character, right? Like someone that we already know. Like, oh, is that Typhoid Mary? Is that, you know what I mean? So when I saw that FBI guy, I was like, oh, is that Bullseye? Because I'd read Bullseye is going to be on it.
Well, I'm not going to say nothing, but
I love
I saw this end of the second episode, and that was this great scene where they're transferring the Kingpin out of the prison.
Yeah.
And there's all, and then like somebody attacks. I won't.
Bad guys.
The bad guys
attack. Bad guys attack the other bad guy that's being.
Right. Well, because he ratted him out.
The Phoebe.
The Phoebe.
Isn't there another one of those really long single camera fight scenes?
Oh, yeah. It's actually super intense, but I don't know if Anderson's got to that one or not. It's like in a prison.
I just saw a headline from comicbook.com. It was like it was like an interview with the director, how he pulled this off. It was like 50 stuntmen. And like one of the longest things ever.
I know, but it's not because they cut.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That, but regular people, like, who don't even know who Daredevil is at Halloween parties wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
It's still, know, we can see where the cuts are made.
Yeah.
I know. You're right. No, and it... But it's
the
becoming
first
hallway
fight, I didn't see many cuts. But I mean, I'm
no, I mean, they're really cut. Hard. I'm not saying they're not. It's not.
It's
well
usually
done.
When it like pans. Amazing. If they hop right. off like off camera for a second, and the camera has to catch up to them, that's when it. That's where the cut is.
And last season was like or a stairwell, so there was probably a bunch of cuts in the stairwell, like going under the, you know, each.
I mean, there's
each,
not a like, lot of cuts, but there are cuts. So it's not like it's one continuous shot. I mean, never. It never is.
This is why I haven't been asked to direct a Marvel movie.
Yet.
Oh, yeah, you were in the running, eh?
Well, you got to start off on the show first.
Yeah.
Start off on one of the Netflix shows and work your way up.
Mm.
Start off on Runaways or Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, did anybody watch any of those?
I watched most of the Runaways season one. It was okay. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Maybe I'll check it out. It was anyway, cool. So there's a... Okay. But Bullseye is not that guy, is all I'm really trying to say. Bullseye is not. So, spoiler warning,
wait,
that is not Bullseye.
He's not which guy?
He's not the guy that I thought he was.
He's a different guy, though.
Yeah. He's not the.
Because you've known him for a really long time and he's disappointed you now. He's not,
the, not
guy
the man
I thought
he was. So that's all I'm saying is that good job, because as people who know comics, we're trained to sort of believe that everybody is somebody, and that's not always the case. And I'm glad that they did that. They threw a little curve in there, you know.
Well, all you had to do was look up his name.
Come on, man!
Like every time there's a character on there, I'm like, wait, is this a comic book? I can't remember anyone's
I
actual
do the
name.
Same thing on every like, comic book show we
the
watch.
The guy
I'm
that
like,
makes his suit there, Melvin or whatever. I'm always like, all right, he's a Melvin? Guy. Who is he? Stiltman or whatever? I always gotta look it up. He's the Gladiator.
Yeah, but you know? Stiltman's stilts are
Melvin?
In his little thing there.
Okay. I hope they don't workshop. Use Stiltman on Netflix.
No, I don't think they would.
That seems a little out of...
I can't talk about the part with...
All right, we'll move on. But I'm going to watch...
Thing
it's
I can
really
talk
good.
About that's comic book related on this show, and I can't even talk about it.
I watched 2 episodes. You can talk about everything, anything in this.
I don't remember. I've watched 11 in like this week. I can't remember which one.
I know,
which.
I didn't... Hey, what do you want from me?
I want
I'm
to
so,
watch.
I'm
All I'm
really
saying
is
it's good.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's good. It's really good.
It's kind of
15
a downer.
Hours of TV before I get there.
There's a lot of depression in it. Like, it's like it's sort of like watching, you know, the Dark Knight. You know how that movie has, like...
I was thinking of that, too. There's even that... there's even those scenes... Well, I was thinking Dark Knight Rises, because there's those scenes when he's in the orphanage and he's, like, training and doing push-ups and stuff. And I'm like, this is like Batman in that pit.
Yeah, or in Batman Begins, too.
Oh, right. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, after he broke his back.
Yeah, and then he healed. Like, he just healed from a broken back.
Because that old guy went like...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
hanging
that
him on
is
a rope
the magic of
something.
A good chiropractor.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And Jared, I wasn't even... He had the magic of the neti pot.
That's right.
I was like, damn,
he really does.
That's one fucking great neti pot. Yeah, like, suddenly his powers all come back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a reason. I mean, they show it. It's sort of nasty, but...
It's gross, I know, but it was cool. It was cool.
You know,
was
your
like, wow,
sinuses
like-
take up a lot of your skull area, so it's good to take care of that shit with a nice neti pot steam.
Yeah.
I think it was just regular water. You think he just poured it up? But, like, so, yeah, Clay, just not too spoilery, but, yeah, like, he
neti
can't...
Neti pot spoiler.
He can't... Obviously, he can't see, and now he can't hear, and his nose, you know, everything is swollen.
Everything inside his head, it's swollen, and, you know, he's got all these this pool of blood in his ear and shit, kind of like that kind of stuff.
So when he does the neti pot, like, it unclogs a lot of it, and it's like this moment of like, oh, but of course it's disgusting because all this blood comes out of his nose.
Yeah.
Love it.
I've been there, so...
So it's a fun moment. It's actually really fun because that's when he really starts to like, oh, I want to go out and fight. Like, and now I want to be Daredevil again. But he doesn't really want to be Daredevil. He wants to just, he wants to right the wrongs, but I don't know.
And he also kind of
does he get the yellow suit?
No, he wears the black. He wears the John Hunt black
suit. He wears
I
the
want
Kato
him to suit. Wear the yellow suit.
I was thinking that too, but I doubt we'll see that. It's pretty dorky, to be
the
honest.
The Flash seems to be able to put in every suit that they can.
Well, that's the Flash.
Yeah.
That show is more lighthearted, right?
It is.
Yeah,
they're even bringing back
is like depression porn or misery porn is what they call it, I guess.
Misery porn. Yeah. Oh wow!
Everybody's depressed nowadays. So good for them. They're playing to their base.
I mean, we know in the comics that Bullseye killed Karen's
He killed Karen Page? Didn't she die like 5 times? She had like AIDS and she was a heroin addict.
She only died once, though. Oh, I think she's actually only died once. I don't know, but they've ever brought her back.
They should bring Matt's blind wife.
Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah.
Did she die? Who was that Sienkiewicz?
No, she just left him.
Oh, that'd be good.
That Sienkiewicz?
They weren't married. Oh, they were married. They were married. Yeah, you're right.
Sienkiewicz.
What is that one? What is that one?
Thanks, Ron.
There was there was the cool character that David Mack created who was deaf. So her and Daredevil had like a thing, a blind guy, deaf guy. I mean deaf woman.
Oh, hey, look, he was very progressive.
But she had kind of powers too. She could mimic like the any kind of athletic or whatever moves that she saw. So like she was like this super. So when like Daredevil would do like a spinny kicky thing, she could immediately do it. Like it was kind of a cool thing. But I don't know if they'll bring her in or not, but
probably not.
Whatever.
You might recognize little touches of Born Again here and there.
Yeah, that's
very well.
It sort of touches, but it's more like little scenes and stuff. So
that's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. This TV universe is its own thing, you know.
No, if you're gonna borrow from the comics, borrow from like the best ones, right? I mean, yeah. Come on, Born Again.
Yeah. Love it. All right. War so anyway, yeah. Thing I was thinking of Frank Miller, Bill Sienkiewicz. There was some cool Kingpin, Karen Page stuff in that.
Very well. So before you jumped on though, John, I was going to ask Clay something about the new Batman.
All right. That's well, right. I'll just be over
Sorry.
Here.
Just hang out for a second.
Well, I think I might be behind, but except for that, I read an issue.
Are you guys talking about comics. Batman 51? I can talk about that one.
That was like 6 issues ago, I think.
I know. That's why I can talk about it.
No, but I think you could weigh in. So, like, here in this one, so obviously he's mad. This guy shot Nightwing in the head. He shot him in the head.
Shoot him in the head.
So, Batman's kind of out for revenge. Nightwing isn't dead, but he's kind of gone off the deep end. So, but I think Batman thinks he's dead, right, Clay? Didn't we just establish that?
Yeah.
Week?
Yep.
Okay. So, he goes to Russia to hunt this guy down, and they have a big fight. This is the latest issue. Now, maybe a week behind or whatever, but anyway, they have a big fight.
I might be behind you on this one.
You really? You didn't read this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, can I still talk about it?
Yeah, please do.
So they have a big fight. They're out in the snow.
Episode.
Oh, I read that. I was talking about that one last week. Yeah. When they
oh, because I was a week behind you last week. So, they fight out in the woods.
So we're caught up.
Batman like severely wounds this guy. Like he puts one of the Batarang things like in his throat. Right, I'm trying to remember what happened, and then he just leaves him out there.
Yeah, he's like, "Fuck you!"
What a jerk.
Well, I mean, Batman is supposed to not kill people.
Do stuff like that.
He kills people all the time, though. He says he doesn't, but he's always killing people. He is. Just watch those videos on YouTube where they're like, here's how many people Batman's killed, even though he says he has a thing about killing.
Well, all right. I guess there goes my whole point then.
I bet he's definitely beat up criminals and then they died like 6 months later from like internal.
No, I mean, and technically it's not like he like cuts this guy's head off, but he does leave him to bleed in the snow in the middle of nowhere. Like, That's not.
But maybe I mean, that's he's a kind
Superman
of rescued.
Superman. <Yeah.
laughs> He did that on an episode of like The Adventures of Superman, where he just left two bad guys at the top of a mountain to just die.
Hmm. Did they go? Look at me. So okay. So this isn't that big a deal, I guess, is what we're all saying.
And you don't know if the KG Beast has like some escape patch or some signal to something, you know? You don't know that. Yeah, but this is comic books.
Exactly.
You can get out of it.
No, that's exactly what I'm... I mean, I doubt he's dead. I'm sure he'll be back because no one ever fucking dies. You know what I mean? Like,
well, just like Nightwing. This guy thinks he's dead, but he's still alive. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, in Batman's mind, this guy will... Like, I'm not helping this guy. I'm going to let him bleed here in the snow and die. Like, I mean, he didn't save him is really all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't kill him. But I kind of feel like the Batman narrative that they would like to tell is that Batman doesn't kill people. But though he does.
He's still crawling his way back from that breakup.
So, I think we're supposed to believe that he's, like, mentally, because he got left at the altar and now his best friend has been shot in the head. So, like, Batman's kind of he's kind of teetering on the brink of
his ward. His ward. Shot in the head.
Ward. What are you? What is your ward?
So, yes!
No. We never met. I'm Peter, by the way. Dr. Strange. Oh, using our made up names. So, anyways, all right. So, anyway, no big deal, I guess. Then, just a little. I thought it was. I feel like that's part of the story they're trying to tell, right?
I wish Batman is kind of a little bit more edgy. Near me, because
he's a little more itchy.
I feel like there was good flashbacks. Yeah, that's awesome. There was good flashbacks.
That. Someone got a gong over there.
No, I hit my microphone with my headphones back. So.
That's time to move on to the next subject, whatever that is. Right. Never mind. So I just didn't know. It was almost, I hope they kind of go in that direction. Anyway, kind of like when, remember when Johnny Walker took over as Captain America and then he kind of started to get a little more violent and then he just started out and out killing people.
Killing for the sake of killing.
Who's that? U.S.
Yeah,
agent?
He was killing. Yeah, it was U.S. agent, but he was actually Captain America. I thought that was really cool.
Coolest Captain America costume as a U.S. agent. Azrael,
right?
Yeah, Azrael.
Yeah. But no one remembers that.
Well, my favorite of Gargamel's cats.
He only had one, didn't he?
Yeah. As far as
he was your favorite. My favorite cat.
Easy to pick a favorite. Oh, one last thing I got to say about the Daredevil costume last night. I did get up and sing.
Okay.
I did sing karaoke as Daredevil.
Oh, nice.
Oh, what did you think?
Yeah, it was good.
How would a blind guy sing karaoke? He would need to know the words already.
Yeah, wait, it was.
You can't read the screen.
Well, you know, I could kind of see through the bandana thing. Like, it, you know. And I cut tiny little eye holes. But yeah, but the screen with the lyrics was pointing towards the crowd and not towards the stage. So I was like, all right, the lyrics. I was like, I kind of fumbled. Like, someone videoed me, but I didn't add it onto my page because I was like, I don't want to see that. I don't need to see a video. And it was upside down. It was shot upside down.
You should watch it with the blindfold on to get the full experience.
Oh, I could do
that. So what you're saying is you weren't really Daredevil because you could actually see.
Well, I could see, but the lyrics were pointing away.
If you were really Daredevil, you would have just cut your eyes out and blinded yourself.
Well, I don't have to cut my eyes out to do that. I could just, you know, splash some, just splash some chemicals or something.
Splash some nuclear waste.
Your other senses.
Yeah. So there we go. I have one more quick story that has nothing to do with anything.
Go on.
Two of my former editors at the magazine I used to work at, they're filming a movie in Provincetown right now. And one of them is a background extra. Apparently, it's some sort of a period piece. And one of them has an actual role in it, starring opposite Mario Van Peebles. I'm only saying this because I'm seeing his post right now of him. And so when he announced that he was cast in this movie, and he's like, starring Mario Van Peebles, I was like, Mario Van Peebles of Jaws the Revenge? Mario Van Peebles?
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
And he's like, how am I not, why am I not surprised that you've seen that movie? And I was like, seen it? I can quote the whole fucking thing. I could have gone on and on.
How have you not?
Like, whenever we don't have money, Darius and I are always like, spend it all on beer, you know?
Yeah, we can quote, we could probably quote the whole movie if we had to. Yeah,
like, it's very, held us at gunpoint.
Yeah, sort of like that scene in Ready Player One when he had to recite Ferris Bueller, I think. Was it Ferris Bueller or is it... I think it was Ferris Bueller, and he had to like recite the whole movie. Or,
yeah, be like that.
Probably do that. Yeah,
just, but I don't know why anyone would want us to recite
Jaws the Revenge. I mean, we have had actual debates over whether Jaws the Revenge or Jaws 3, like which one is the worst movie. I don't know. I mean, I guess Jaws 3 is the worst movie.
I think it's I think they're both terrible, but. I can at least sit through Jaws the Revenge. Jaws 3 just drags because, you know, it's a 3D movie that you can't watch in 3D anymore.
I mean, maybe you can. Maybe there's a way to...
You can somehow. Like, they probably put out a Blu-ray of it when 3D televisions were big for like a half an hour.
Guys, come over to my house, watch my curved 3D TV.
Yeah.
We'll throw in Jaws of Revenge. I mean, Jaws.
We could throw in Jaws.
And then Jaws of Revenge, just to complete the, the second half of the. I guess I almost said trilogy.
In all the press material for Jaws of Revenge, they said in the last movie of the trilogy. So they're like, Jaws 3 doesn't even count. Like, I'm serious. Yeah. They're like, no, that one was bad. This one though, we got Michael Caine in it. It's got to be good, right? He's never done Michael Caine.
What if I were to tell you the shark is coming back?
What about to tell you? The Jaws the Revenge is the third part in a trilogy that has four movies. So I burned the third movie.
I burned it. Oh, that's great.
All right.
Are you telling me that Jaws 3 never took place? And then he says, never. And there you go.
To save you pain, we've burned. We've burned the movie.
I actually, Rachel has Jaws 3D somewhere in our DVD collection because it was on sale at Blockbuster for like $3. And it's like, oh, I got to have this.
I remember I bought the 1970s King Kong remake and I paid $6 and you told me I overpaid for it. I can make that same joke about Jaws 3 right now.
Yeah, you
could. But I suppose it's $1 per movie if you right. count that way. And then you're like, okay, well, Jaws would be $1, Jaws 2 would be $2, Jaws 3, $3. All right, there we go.
Jaws the Revenge.
Jaws the Revenge. Free $3. Because it doesn't have a number.
It should be. You're overpaying for Jaws Revenge.
Like, they give it to you as revenge. Yeah.
They'd have to pay me to take. That was the funny thing about like Block. It took me a little while because like you go to a video store and you're like, oh, this movie's only $3, but you're like, but like I kind of feel like it was still a scam. Like you were still getting ripped off. Like a used beat up DVD. But you're like, I mean, I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna get that. Oh yeah, that's a good deal. Like, wait a minute.
Really use Jean-Claude Van Damme's Cyborg 4.
Bloodsport. you think, like, I'm going to go watch this tonight. And maybe you did, but you never watched it again, probably, you know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes the movies were, like, expensive. Like, they were, like, $15.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
I remember one time, Clay, you and I went into the Blockbuster in Alston that was closing. I don't know why. I don't know how we got in there, but we were in there closing.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
I don't even remember an Alston Blockbuster.
It was on Harvard. Now it's like a massage place. We were in there like in the final days, and I was like, oh, I might buy this. Yeah, it's really cheap. And you're like, when are you going to watch it? I'm like, I don't know. And you actually convinced me to not buy it. And I'm glad because I don't even remember what movie it was. But clearly, I wouldn't have watched it that much. I probably would have ended up selling it on eBay. Pennies on the dollar. But yeah, thank you. Clay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Even though you don't remember it.
You don't remember doing it. But
I don't remember.
You don't remember the story. It doesn't. Clay didn't even know that it was there.
It wasn't even Clay with you. It was someone else.
He, like, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is, like, that whole, that blockbuster. He just chucked it right out of his mind.
Like Jaws 3. Oh, sorry, I just dropped
yeah,
it. Yeah.
They tried to do with Jaws 3, but we remember.
Yeah. Tried to Jaws 3 that blockbuster.
All right, what else? There must be something else.
How about a new Spider-Man?
There was a new Spider-Man.
There was a new Spider-Man. You didn't read it.
I did.
Did you, John?
I didn't say I read it. I was just saying there's. I was just trying to get you guys back on track.
There's usually a Spider-Man. This one.
This was Humberto Ramos drew this, and it was very well. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, the artist figure that's based on his Spider-Man.
His Spider-Man is great.
It's got the
what happened to Ryan Ott? That
expression, like he's like that face.
Maybe they're going to trade arcs or something. Maybe, but I'm not going to complain because it's really good.
New arc, yeah. So like all the heroes, all their like weapons and stuff.
And this
like,
is a good story. Like I like where this is going.
Well, I don't know where it's going. I assume it's a good story. But anyways, so yeah, like literally like Thor throws his hammer and then it just disappears. Like or when and Captain America throws his shield and it's. He's like holding his arm out, waiting for it to come back, and it just disappears. And
Iron all Man's of their costumes in glass cases at Avengers Mansion have all been stolen as well.
Yeah.
And so this kid who's like young Jarvis is like showing him around, and he's like, "Well, you're going to be the new groundskeeper here, I guess. But don't worry, they're like in another dimension right now. They're not around." So young Jarvis is like. Whoa, there's no costumes in here. Is it laundry day?
Young Jarvis sounds weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Is he a character from Iron Man or something? Is he real?
I don't know who this guy is.
He's some little intern.
Mr. Tony McGill. Tony Stark's intern, his favorite intern, hot as coffee.
I don't know if he's a character in Iron Man or not. I haven't read Iron Man.
Well, he's a character, anyway. All right.
Oh, yeah. He's about the characters.
Oh, he's a character. He's my favorite. If you don't have intern who turns into young Jarvis, he has no story arc. It's no character. All right, I'm done.
That's okay. Anyway, yeah. So the point is, they discover the Avengers' spare costumes are gone. All the costumes. So then Spider-Man, like for some reason, I don't know. Tony Stark calls Spider-Man. He's like, "Go find them." It's kind of like, whatever. Who cares? It's all done and funny. But like, why would? That's it? You're just going to call him Spider-Man? But I guess it's Spider-Man's book, so that's... So he's like... It. Yeah, so he's jumping around, and he's about to, like, jump off a building and web, and then he realizes his web shooters are gone. So he's falling.
He's web falling. Shooters. Web shooting from web...
Shooters? So it's basically versus the Thieves Guild. The Thieves Guild is reborn!
I don't even know who that is, but... So are they the ones? I assume they're the ones stealing everything because they're thieves.
Spot and the guy that looks like Solomon Grundy, and then you got
they're really in it.
It's called Saul Grungy.
No, I don't think they're in the Thieves Guild. I think the Thieves Guild is sort of making fun of those guys
because they're not freelancers.
No, I think they're. Sorry. So, anyways, but then the Black Cat shows up, and he's like, "Oh, great! The Black Cat, she'll save me!" And she like slashes his face.
Oh, I was like, I thought her costume might disappear.
Oh,
well, giggity! She doesn't wear underwear underneath that you can tell. Because it would, leave visible lines and whatnot.
It'd be little panty lines, and obviously the cleave. She's got a lot of cleave. Yeah. Nothing going on there.
I gotta say, in these two panels of Black Cat, they have not sexualized her in the way that you just have. So, can't see any VPL. Her bum is okay. Her bum's looking tight, but
she works out. Yeah. She's jumping around on buildings and slashing.
You and I have some unfinished business.
I've seen her at the gym.
I like Humberto Ramos does the like. Tom McFarlane, like, where he, like, if he gets punched in the face, he squints his eyes, but he, like, does even more, like, detail to it. It looks cool. like the
so anyway, that's the
little bit of white.
That's the cliffhanger ending. I agree with you, Clay, by the way. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Yeah, but that's cliffhanger. He's falling, and Black Cat is trying to.
I don't know what flash. Was going on in the other seven issues, but like I feel like now that the two Spider-Men are merged back and he's not doing roommate bullshit, this is just like start of a new arc with Mary. He's like figuring out his thing with Mary Jane, and then right. then all the costumes disappear. So now we like are starting a new, fresh, like I think cooler, better story. I hope.
I think the roommate thing was kind of funny. I mean, it wasn't. It was just there was nothing.
I was
really.
Getting was a little a lost in following who all the characters were.
Well, they're yeah, no. They
you,
were just
got to remember who characters are, otherwise you got no character.
That is kind of a problem I've noticed in a lot, especially Spider-Man, but in a lot of these sort of street-level Marvel books, is all the characters are like the B-list, like spot, you know what I mean? All the villains, yeah. not all the characters.
Yeah.
Villains. The villains are like the
I'm going to make an Avi Arad t-shirt for the podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
It'll be like, it's about the characters. Or just say characters.
Yeah, because yeah. we just anytime we say the word character, we have to say it in that voice. But you know what I mean? Like the villains are all like the B-list, like lame villains yeah. that they kind of make fun of, and it's kind of like we can't really use these guys for anything real. They're all just like comic relief, silly villains, and they are silly. But like, I think they need a few more like villains that you think might actually be able to win once, you know?
Yeah.
They're always like reassembling the Sinister Six in the background anyways.
Right. Know? Yeah.
Like, right. The return of the return of the return of the return of the Sinister Six.
Sinister Six weren't even all that good in the first place.
And that was like that 40 years ago, too.
Yeah, longer even.
They weren't even
it was like in Spider-Man. It was Steve Ditko was still drawing it when they did it, so. Right. And he's dead yeah. now.
Oh, yeah. That's
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
We're a couple right. other...
Run in place.
other...
Run in place.
Other books. You remember, you were talking about your comic book signings earlier. Remember doing one with Frank Thierry?
Yeah, I remember that guy. He had the sickest Brooklyn accent I've ever heard.
So he wrote fine. This book.
He's like, I'm signing over here.
Basically.
He was like, Polly, I gotta turn my back on you. He was like that to Thurston. He was, I have to turn.
Yeah, I told him about Square.
You're like, I gotta turn my back on you now. I have no choice.
Treat me like a fucking jerk.
Anyways, Frank Thierry had this really weird book that Stefan asked me to review, and I was like, okay, I'll check it out. Old Lady Harley. It was actually really hilarious.
It was okay, yeah. All right. I was wondering, because I'm like, isn't that just a ripoff of Old Man Hawkeye and Old Man Logan?
Yeah, it totally is. That's what they're okay, doing good. In Harley now. They're doing like, they treat Harley sometimes like they're a Deadpool character over at DC. So they have her, they just have her like in a future timeline and all this stuff about like, you know, she thinks the Joker's dead and she drives across the country, you know, in the Dust Bowl like they do in Old Man Logan. But it was more like Deadpool than it was like just a Old Man Logan story. It wasn't serious at all. And they had like droogs from Clockwork Orange, like a gang of Jokers, like in the future, like yeah,
Batman Beyond.
They had those guys, but yeah, spoiler warning: Batman Beyond shows up in the last page.
Oh,
you don't have to worry about spoiling it. Cool. I'm never going to read it.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever catch it, check it, flip through it at the store if you see it. It's actually is a really funny. Funny book, and I was like, hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, do it for Frank. I'll read it for Frank.
It was cool. I liked it a lot. There was Return of Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ew. Did you like this issue? I thought this was shit. Just like our podcast.
Well, I think
I
shit.
Liked, I liked, thought this yeah, was shit. I did like this. What didn't you like about it?
Oh, okay. First of all, I don't know What's the deal with the flamey claws? Like, when did that?
I think he's finding out that since he got rebooted or whatever, he has this new power and he doesn't know about it.
I guess. So we don't know about it. So anyway, like, the whole issue is on this boat, and he's not. It was like a very James Bond sort of thing almost, where he's in a boat and they're chasing another boat. So then the two guys come off,
and Omega Red and Weapon X guy.
What's his name? Daken, right? That's his son, right?
No, Daken is.
Yeah,
that's not Daken.
Daken. It is. Though.
That's. No, it's not, because he's in the. It's a different guy.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever.
Weapon X bad guy.
All right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. I don't even think it's really them. So, anyways, they jump from the first boat, and they get on Wolverine's boat. It's a small boat, and he's yelling at the lady. He's helping this lady find her son, and she's like, "Oh no." And he's like, hide! He's like, hide! Where the fuck are you going to hide? There's no... It's like a tiny boat.
In the water.
Like,
hide in the water, quick.
But then she, like, takes the harpoon gun and shoots one of the bad guys right in the face. So he's like, oh, okay, well, then never mind. Like, don't worry about it. I thought that was a fun moment. Don't get me wrong. But then they fight, and, like, there's nowhere to go. I don't know where they... But they're jumping all around. Like, it's like a big fight, like a real comic book fight. But they're literally in, like, a boat that's, like, half the size of the room I'm in right now. Like, where are you going? Like, why aren't you – you should be floating in – you should be in the water by now. What are you jumping around for? And then Wolverine, like, takes the gas out of the engine and uses his glowy claw thing and, like, burns the guy because he's shooting.
Well, they show his, like
– like Jaws 2.
Kind of like Jaws 2.
They show the claws heating up in his arm. And he's like, what the fuck? He doesn't know what's happening. So,
no, I know. Because he has no memories of anything. He just knows kind of who he is.
And he's like, did this ever happen before? You know why all of my adamantium claws are like red hot scorching, and that they are like so hot that they would ignite fuel on fire? Yeah. So he burns one of the guys, just sends him off in a big fireball.
Shouldn't the whole fucking thing exploded? I forget it. It's a comic book. I'm not going to get all... into the technicalities of it. I just thought
he sprays the gas on the guy, and
and then put
the guy's got burning claws coming out of him. I guess you can't really.
No, I'm worried about the realities.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just thought, like, and then the woman is like, "Oh, you do this? You're a hero." And then she kisses him. He's like, "That's not why I do it, lady." And then, like, even though, literally two panels before, he's like, "I don't think now that I cut one of the engine things, I don't think we're going to catch him." And then, like, literally, like, "Oh, we're here." I'm like, oh, well, all right. Never mind then. But I don't know. I didn't like the art on this either. I think they fool
Declan
you.
Declan Shalvey, man.
I know, but I didn't like it. I don't know why. Maybe the inker didn't look that good to me. I like Declan Shalvey, but I don't know. This is just a bad issue. I almost looked rushed.
Himself. Laura Martin colors it, I guess. So.
But she's always inking.
Yeah, I know. I love Laura Martin. I feel like this one was rushed, and now issue 3 and 4 have been delayed. So there's something going on.
Well, he didn't draw the last issue. I think I remember he was talking about this at his signing. He hopped on to help because the other guy was slow. Who was the other guy?
Right.
I forget. He's good too. But yeah, he had to hop in because that's why it's all delayed.
So yeah,
Wolverine will be back in the main X-Men books before Return of Wolverine is completely out in stores, which is classic Marvel classics of screwing up the event timelines.
Yeah, well, they do it every time. I will say this: so there are some cool moments in this book where he's got like he's got this sort of the Berserker Wolverine is like in his head, and there's panels.
Yeah,
where,
last
like,
issue they were all like, "Here's the key, unlock all the."
Yeah, just let me out. Just let me out, and I'll go crazy and kill everybody. He's trying to be like, "No, man, I don't want to kill everybody." So,
yeah, man, no, I believe you. Your ass kicked for saying something like
that. Trying to burn one down over here. No. Trying to burn it.
Burn the shit down. So I don't know. Obviously, eventually, that's going to happen, and he's going to. Otherwise, it's a big waste of time. But I did not like this issue. I don't like it. I just thought it was silly. I'm sorry. Overall, I mean, like, it had moments. So, yeah, McNiven is out, or at least he was out of issue 2.
I think. Yeah, maybe there might be swapping issues.
I think it's because he's so fucking late.
Are they going to swap issues here on, or they just keep Ramos on the Spider-Man book? I'll be happy. That would be great.
Does that have to do with anything?
Oh, I'm just like, I don't. Are they going to go? It's just like an Otley to Ramos and then McNiven right. to Shelby, and he's like,
no, I mean, I'm enjoying? After that's reading what it has that. Well, that's what I think what happened was this one was going to be late. They asked Declan Chava to come in to just do this issue, and that's why it looks rushed, because I don't think it's very good. I don't think the artwork is very good. Sorry, Declan.
You don't like his costume.
Yeah, I don't like his costume either. He looks like Wolverine. He looks like Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
No, you know what he looks? He looks like Bucky. He has like that flap cool. thing.
I don't know.
Did you read Punisher with Daredevil?
I didn't read that yet. I'm sorry. I have it.
Guy in here that's a Marvel guy that looks like Bane. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? He's like, looks like a cross between the Max and Bane. He like literally has a mask on his face, like the old school Bane with the big like tubes coming out of his back.
Oh yeah. Project Gilgamesh, man.
Yeah.
Like your band? Like your old band?
Like my stupid old band.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't know. I haven't read the thing yet. Oh well. But if they can have old Lady Harley, I guess we can have Bane over here, right? I mean, what the hell?
We sure can.
I'll tell you what I did read that I thought was I'm gonna complain about it. This so they're doing the X-Men Black.
I dropped it. I dropped that. I'm not picking.
Holy,
I got the Magneto one.
I should have done that because they're all bad. The Juggernaut one. Stinks.
Did you read the Magneto one? We might have talked about it already.
I don't remember. Stunk. Whatever. If we didn't talk, Mystique was not horrible. I could at least read that one, but this one. Oh, what a! This the artwork looks like it was drawn by like a third grader. Sorry,
a talented Those third grader, but still a third grader.
Sean,
those things
Crystal.
Are a jip because it's like oh, it's X-Men Black. It's a new series. It's just a series of one shots, like Spotlight on fucking what's the guy Mojo? Spotlight on Mojo. Spotlight on Magneto. Who is buying that?
Juggernaut apparently has to have a fight with. So he got his powers from this crystal, and now there's like a demon who like is the actual owner of the crystal. He's like, you're not worthy anymore. I want that back. Like, I'm going to take my powers back. I'm going to take it. And he's like, so they have this big fight. And then for some reason, Juggernaut, like kid Juggernaut is like in his head and he's like talking to him or whatever.
Oh,
and he's like,
I already hate you gotta fight. Every it's time stupid. There's like, when they do that, I hate it.
Yeah. So then Juggernaut fights the guy, and then the demon goes, ha, 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 all right, you have proved yourself worthy. You may be Juggernaut. Oh, what? That's it.
Jesus Christ, that sounds so lame.
It was so lame, I want to just throw this
Just throw
away.
It out. Yeah, don't even recycle it, curb. Just throw it
right
out.
Right in the curb.
Rip it and throw it.
I'm going to burn it like that Wolverine claw thing going on there. Man, it sucked. But, I mean, it's one thing for like the story to just be kind of a waste, but the art was, I was offended.
I was offended.
It really was.
Well, you weren't offended by Declan Shalvey's art, were you?
I mean, no, I wasn't offended. I just thought it was not as good as,
fair. Could have been, fair enough. So. You're just saying he's good generally. You just didn't like him that time.
He is generally good. I was reading this. I was like, whoa.
What did he do? He was on Moon Knight. That Moon Knight series was awesome.
Yeah, the Moon Knight stuff was good. And he was on Punisher for a little while, right?
I don't remember. Yeah. I guess he's really he has some I haven't read them yet, but I guess he has a couple Image books he's pushing right now. One he writes and one he draws.
Oh, good. Cuz that's where these guys make all their money. They don't make any money writing like drawing for Marvel or anything.
I know, like, hey, Declan, this is Joe Quesada. Gonna need you to do this for free. Yeah, it's Wolverine.
I'm gonna need you to step in and do Return of Wolverine. Oh,
we'll get you next time.
I was thinking about the time IDW had me do that. Like, it was like a really small job, and they're like, we don't have any budget to pay you, but we can give you free comics. So I got, like, I got the, what was that, Megatron series? I was just like, all right, whatever.
Flipped those. I would have turned those, do that shit right around.
I got a couple Transformers trades, I think.
Oh, man. Flip. If you get like $5, you've at least made some money.
Yeah. I mean, it was a super easy job. It was like coloring like four or five just heads. Like they were just caricatures of some of the staff or something like that.
Caricatures.
They were the caricatures of. I only remember Chris. I can't remember anyone else.
It was like probably something in their back. Like matter, like a stand soapbox kind of thing. Like,
yeah, I only remember that the file they gave me with the faces on it was called the Backside Boys.
Oh. You did some sort of dirty office joke.
No, I made a comment about it. I was like, they forgot to rename it the appropriate file name. Apparently.
That's funny.
What you should have done was like started blacking out their teeth or like devil horns or something. See if anybody noticed. Be like, hey, it was free. What do you want? I'm doing it for nothing.
I got all hail Megatron out of it. What do you want from me? You know, it's not like I got paid.
Yeah. God. Oh, well. Well, anything else you want to complain about or anything?
Well, I saw that just one last final word here. They're making a Star Trek animated series by Rick and Morty guys.
I have mixed feelings about that.
I don't like Rick and Morty, I don't think.
I've never actually given watched it, but everyone talks about how great it is. So I'm like, well, then it'll probably be good. But on the other hand, I don't want a funny animated
Is it like a goofy kind of gross?
Because it's like, what's it called? I can't even remember what it's called, but it's like the Lower Decks or something like that, and it's gonna be
the Upper Decker.
Oh, Upper Decker. Gross. Upper Decker.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Do you know that one, John?
I don't even know it.
When you're at like your friend's house, you take a dump in the toilet tank instead of toilet.
Yeah, I do know. I didn't know there was a name for that.
No, I've done that.
I've been calling it the wrong name all these years. Done
when he was younger, you know.
Something what?
George Clooney would have done when he was younger, because there's that story. There's that story about where he took a dump in his cousin's cat box, and they're like, "What the fuck is Mike wrong with my cat?" Miguel Ferrer, or whatever his name is. Something like that, yeah. He took a dump in the cat box to just freak his cousin out.
That's actually pretty fun.
No, I didn't used to like George Clooney, but I think he's all right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
After I heard that story, I was like, he's
I mean, I hated him for ruining that Batman movie, but now it's all good.
Hey, he had a bat credit card, man.
I heard a story. I mean, I read this book where this guy pissed in, like, he went over to this girl's house and stayed the night, got up and pissed in, like, the litter box. But he had, like, to really go because he had been, like, drinking. And, like, the whole box, which is, like, froze, like, you know, it was just solid. It was, like, solid.
A giant, like, cement of
piss. And then he heard the cat, like, trying to.
Why didn't he use the toilet?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny or something. Like, this would be good.
Drunk stuff.
Yeah, and he was kind of like drunk. But he heard the cat like trying to scratch it there and go like, ew!
Oh, poor kitty. Like, I gotta go, and I can't do nothing here.
Yeah, what the hell?
Who put cement in here?
Who put
all right.
That's why the people listen to the show.
I know, we always gotta get
if anybody's made it this far, we're pretty lucky. They made it to the end.
You are not lucky. Yeah, this has got to be the end, because we can't top that.
No.
This is the Upper Decker. All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Thanks to you. Every and time I actually see you, thanks John? To you, I think of you guys.
Oh. And thanks to you, John.
Oh, well, thanks to you, Clay. Yeah.
And also you. With you.
Yeah. And also on yeah.
All right. And I won't be around next week, so.
It's about time.
Well.
There's, I remember when I just think about who was that guy that you used to go to school with and I worked at Papagino's with, and I showed him some pictures for when I visited you in California and you had the beard and he's like, oh, Darrison's finally become a man, huh?
Who said that?
I remember what Mark his name McGrath?
Is that no, Mark McGrath?
A different guy. He was like someone that you were friendly-ish with, like as an acquaintance, but like you weren't really friends with. And I was only friendly with him because I worked with him. But obviously, I don't remember who he is now.
Well, fuck that guy.
Well, it was fun. It was funny when he said that. So you're going to become a man next. Yeah.
I did have. I mean, that was 20 years ago. So I've been a man 20 years. I did have a pretty good beard going back then. So there you go.
For the beard.
That's it for the beard. All right. Why did you tell that story again?
Because it just meant when you're like, I'm not going to be around next week, I want to go, Dirksen's finally become a man.
Oh. Well, I'll be a married man, so I guess there's, if you want to call it that.
Or I could do the Garfield joke where he's like, Garfield, I'm a man, right? And he's like, well, you're a wimpy man, but yeah, you're a man.
All right, that's nice. Thanks. But, yeah, so. You guys will have to.
Oh, it's gonna be
poor John. Yeah, you know. But thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you chumps later.
All right, later, fucks, or adios, assholes.
Later, you fucks.
All those, and thanks, all those things.
And thanks to you.
All the above.
And I'll stay with you. Do you want my love? Want my faith? Do you want my mind? Do you want my love? 'Cause I never felt nothing like you.
The Phoebe.